Chapter 8. Only One Solution. On the way home, Chris said, "Dad, you're an actor like those actors in the play. I know you weren't happy with Mum, but why couldn't you act happy to keep the family together? Acting is only a job, you just said that." Daniel was frustrated. "Because a job is a job, but real life is real," he shouted. "I can't act all the time," he continued. "If you must act in a marriage, then it isn't real. People can't be happy like that. We got divorced, but I stayed in this town to be near you because I want to be a good father." There was silence for a moment. Then Lydia said, "You are a good father, but you don't understand our life. Why do we have to act all the time? Every evening you go to your flat and you can stop acting. But we have to act with Mum all the time. We have to pretend Madame Doubtfire is a real woman. We don't feel good about that. We're lying, Dad."
"I didn't think about that," Daniel said. "Is it difficult?"
"Yes," Lydia answered. "Madame Doubtfire is fun, but she's not you, Dad, and it's not right. It's too much for Natty. Madame Doubtfire and you are two different people to her."
"I didn't know it was so difficult," said Daniel. "I'm sorry. I must think about that."
He kissed the children and said goodbye. They went home on the bus, and Daniel walked slowly to his flat. He thought about the problem with the art group and about his talk with the children. Then he decided there was only one solution. Madame Doubtfire must leave her job. He arrived home and found some pink writing paper, a present from Natty for his birthday last year, and began to write a letter to Miranda. First, he practiced old-fashioned handwriting to make it look like an old lady's writing, and then he wrote, "Dear Miranda, unfortunately, I can't continue to work for you any more. I'm very sorry about this, but I am sure you will find somebody else. You have got 3 beautiful children, and I enjoyed taking care of them. Yours sincerely, Madame Doubtfire." The next day, Madame Doubtfire left for work early. She intended to put the letter on the dining room table for Miranda, but she wanted to explain her decision to the children first. She arrived at the house 20 minutes later. Suddenly, Mrs. Hooper called to her in a loud voice and she jumped.
"Oh, Madame Doubtfire, please look at my flowers. What is wrong with them?" she asked.
Madame Doubtfire went into the neighbour's garden to look. "That looks like a bad plant illness, my dear," she said with a smile. "And you know, when there's a problem on one plant, you often find it on other plants too. Look at this one and that one. They are all ill," she said. "They need a real gardener." Now Mrs. Hooper was worried, but Madame Doubtfire didn't care. She left Mrs. Hooper's garden and went into the house. There was a letter on the dining room table from Miranda, with some money in the envelope too. Madame Doubtfire read it. "Dear Madame Doubtfire, please can you buy some trousers for Natty? They must be strong trousers, and please check I can wash them in the washing machine. They can be a bit big because she grows quickly, but not white, please. Thank you, Miranda." That's easy, Madame Doubtfire thought. We'll go shopping this afternoon. Oh, I'm very hot in all these clothes. I must take this stupid turban off my head. She took off her big turban, put her feet up on the table, and had a cup of coffee. Then she started taking care of the plants and forgot all about the letter for Miranda in her bag.